Good morning.
228. Matt and John. And John, you picked this week's movie, Sexina, or Popstar Private Eye. John, what did you think about Sexina?
Oh, man. So what do we got? Sexina, she's our pop star, aka Private Eye, crime fighter. I guess so. Does she work for the police? I'm not sure.
I don't think she works for the police, because that one point, the one girl's like, we should call the police, and Sexina was like, no, they might be on the payroll, even though there's no indication that was the case.
Yeah. I don't know. I enjoy a chance to make fun of girl band stuff. I love it. You know, give me a reason to make fun of them. I'm okay with that.
Oh, well, you got this one. You got this one.
So I did, you know, one of the main characters, well, I don't know how main, one of the main characters in this movie, Adam West, big star, right? We got Batman. That was a lot of fun, and I liked how they didn't even show his face till basically the end of the movie. but did you know her friend or her coworker at the the agency?
Sarah.
She's got a cartoon character that she plays the voice of called Bee and Puppy Cat.
What?
Bee and Puppy Cat. And I was like, I don't even remember why I looked this up, but maybe my wife mentioned something. I'm like, so I looked it up, and there are some hilarious, stupid little cartoon clips of her as this character. I mean, I don't know what it was meant for, if this was like the, you know, late night cartoons on Cartoon Network or something like that.
Okay.
It was hilarious. I'm like, oh my gosh, another side character like Awkwafina.
Oh boy.
That was more interesting than the main characters of the cast.
Yeah, right, because there's nobody else in this movie you know.
No.
Right, besides Batman.
Batman.
But then, well, that's interesting.
Nobody would know it. Yep. Bee and Poppy Cat. It's a good one to look up. And it's like 10 years ago or something, too. It's not like nothing new, you know.
But... Well, I didn't write down what year this was. What year is this movie?
Yeah, I didn't write it down either. Don't know.
Hold on. No, I usually write it down, but I didn't. So now I gotta.
I'm gonna guess 2016.
Popstar Private Eye. They won't call it sex scene on IMDb. 2007.
Oh, seven. Oh, wow.
2007. Oh, she's also a private detective, is what it says in the description, John. So.
Oh, she did. They did have the flip phone in the movie. No, that would have. That makes sense. So 2007. Yep, that makes sense.
Oh, so as I'm looking at this IMDb, John, so get this, right? It says the poster for the movie was done by legendary poster artist Drew Struzan, who also did the posters for Star Wars and Indiana Jones films. Boy, how do you get this guy?
We're gonna spend our budget for actors and actresses on our movie poster.
Well, after that I went and looked at the poster, right, and I zoomed in, and it says on the poster, music by Davy Jones of the Monkees.
Yeah. Yeah, that was another thing, right? I was trying to figure that out at one point. Like, wait, how is he involved in this movie? Like, oh, he did the music. And speaking of music, we start off the with opening
Oh man.
credits with a theme song, and I was like, "Yes, thank you, thank you."
I yeah, you know, we do appreciate some original song in the
Yep.
movies. You know, when you give us those funny lyrics and you're like, what'd they say? What? Yeah, I think there's a couple in this one, right? I think there's another
Yeah, there's a
one.
handful. Yep.
Yeah, this one. Yeah, after we get the nice leathery suit up with the beads going into the outfit she wears. I don't know why she has to wear a leather outfit when she becomes private detective.
That's
but
her. That's
all
her
right.
outfit. Yep, doesn't want to blend.
Oh yeah, but I like this song, John, where it's like Sexina. Like, all right. We like it. I wrote down a little bit of it. She sings the best. So she talks to John, she sings the best. The press will never let her rest. She's famous.
It's just great. I kind of had like that 007 vibe to the song, right? It kind of was what they were going for, I think.
Oh, okay. So let's talk about the main points of this movie, John, because there's a lot going on in this movie. So we got Sexina, pop star sensation,
Tops the
private
charts.
detective, private detective. We have a scientist kidnapped by the head of the record company, Batman.
Batman.
So he can make a robotic boy band.
That's right.
We also have one of my favorite guys, Lance Canyon,
Great name.
pop star sensation,
Yeah.
lover of women.
Purveyor of illegal substances.
We have a high school girl who likes a boy part of the movie.
Yeah, got the high school romance and drama. Yep.
We have Sexina's, I don't know, assistant who's in love with her.
Yes, Sarah.
We have the three skanks who make fun of the girl at the high school.
Yep. Got the football player, the quarterback. Also animal lover, and all around great guy.
Yes. So there is a lot going on here where all these people got to come together by the end of the movie. So it happens at Brittany High School, John. Did you see that, huh?
Yes, Brittany.
So
Yeah. We
this
know which
is.
Britney it was too, huh? We all got an idea.
We got Vera. Or Vera? Vera? I
Yeah,
say Vera.
Vera. She's getting some fat shamed.
Yeah, she gets made fun of by the three skanks at the school. She likes Sexina. They like Lance Canyon.
Yes.
This head skank, I believe, is Crystal. She's
Think you're right.
dating Zach, the quarterback, who Vera wants to get some of that booty.
Yep.
So we'll come back to them because now we're gonna Cena and her, I believe, agent.
Did you see some of her album posters on the wall? It was one was called "I Did What Again," and the other one was called "Deep Inside Me."
Now, see, I
Those
did
so
not see
that's
that.
That's art.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Deep inside me.
Yes. Yep. That sounds like a Doja Cat album.
She's a sensation. Pop star. Sensation.
Yep.
Yeah, her agent, I believe his name is Sal?
I'll go with it. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, well, he's telling her the new Lance Canyon video is out, John, and guess what? It's hot.
It's hot. Yes, Lance's album's hot. Lance is hot. It's called Sexy for Life. You know. He said, when Lance comes, he'll come with a thunder. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He also says he's hotter than my sweaty balls.
Oh.
Like, all right. Well, then we get to see a little bit of this Lance Canyon video. He's sentenced to party by the judge in a video.
Yes.
We see scientist guy in a lab, a goon shows up and he says, you know, the boss needs you. It'd be a shame if your daughter, you know, didn't live too long.
That's right. So Professor Von Bunsen. Great name.
It is great. There's a, I gotta say, besides Sexina. we go back to school. We got the three skanks. They tell Vera there, hey, you want to have some breakfast? And then, boy, they throw a lot of eggs at her, John. I mean, oh boy.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen better egg pranks. With the, you know, than this one.
Yeah, like Porky's, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I thought this was funny, right? When the Sarah girl is talking to Sexina and she's like, you know, have you ever heard of this professor? And she goes, oh, yeah, he's that professor. He left the music to pursue science in the 60s. But they also tell us he's a specialist in robotics.
There you go.
Oh boy.
He sure is, though. I'll tell you what.
Boy, John, it doesn't take him too long to throw together this band. And not a bad job. Although, not very durable, but not a bad job, I guess.
Do you think that these robot pop stars could get wet, or are these the kind of robots that aren't allowed to get wet?
I don't know. They seem kind of fragile, right? I don't know.
I mean, when I saw Cherry 2000 wasn't allowed to get wet, I said, this seems like a design flaw.
Cherry 2000, which is, of course, number 20.
Wow. That long ago.
Yes, John. Number 20. So, Sexina's like, yeah, I'm going to track him down. Zach, the star football player, he gets a, I don't know what you want to call it, a pep talk from the coach, John. This coach really likes grabbing his ass.
It's awkward. I'm going to say it's awkward. Coach does some grab assing of Zach, and it gets weird.
He does it all the time. But then this is another time, John, where we got these high schoolers making out in the hallways, man.
Yep, they're making it.
And Vera's
Making it.
like,
No, man.
oh, I wish Zach would make out with me.
I'm gonna have to find a way to show her up. I know. I'll try to get Sexina to come to our school, and then everybody will like me.
Yeah, but this is very strange, right? Because first of all, Sexina seems to be doing fine. She doesn't need to do any free shows, it seems like.
Yeah, it's some random high school. Why?
So she has to write an essay, then get the most signatures out of anybody, I'm guessing, in the country or something. Then you get to hang out with Sexina all day, and then she'll perform at your school.
That's right.
Oh boy. So Sexina goes to see her street informant Jay, I guess is what we'll call
And this
him.
guy seems like he's probably doing some illegal stuff right there, and she's like, she doesn't care. He's my informant.
Yeah, one case at a time, John.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, but he's like, yeah, I saw that professor over there at the Glitz Records over there. She's like,
Glitz.
oh. So then, yeah, we finally hear Adam West talking.
And at this point in the movie, you're like, okay, they're going to tease us that it's Adam West for a little bit. Man, they'd like the whole movie they did this where all we can see is maybe his right hand and then him talking, his awesome Adam West voice. It's very recognizable. I'll give you that.
Yes, I think I paused it. It was 9 minutes left in the movie is when he pops up on the screen, John.
Oh.
And there are some good lines, but this is one of the, I think the first one I actually like, where he says, "All I care about is money and boy bands."
That's fair. That's
Okay.
fair. Jeez.
Oh, he's telling this to Lance Canyon, right? And then Lance says something I really liked, where he said, "Sometimes I wonder what it would be like to be someone else's body, so I know how it feels to have sex with me."
What a great line. Oh, that was fantastic. Oh, he's like, I work out 40 hours a week because I like to look at myself. Like, there you go. And he had a song called "You Need That Extra Deep Love."
Oh boy, yeah. He also said that his penis is God, and they should worship
He's amazing. Good old Lance.
I'm not sure I know this guy's name at this bar, John. I don't know if I wrote this down. Do you know who this guy is?
Stevie.
Okay, Stevie. Okay. But he knows all about Sexina and her past and even her real name, Maud.
Maude Jenkins. And I thought, maybe we'd get a little more out of this, but he kind of like, oh, that's a real name. And it really has no play in the movie at all. It's just kind of a pointless fact that they threw in there.
Yeah, and this is so funny, right? We start hearing Sexina's backstory here, how her parents found her when she was a baby just laying on top of a dumpster.
Right, yeah, your daddy found you. You were laid on top of a dumpster. He started crying, so he tossed you away, but then he said, all right, fine. Can
Hello?
you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yep,
Okay.
I got you.
I lost you for a second. Okay.
I was like, yeah, so he found her on top of a dumpster, and she was crying, so he's like, nah, I'm not doing that. And he's like, fine, I'll take the baby.
I did like how this guy's walking down the street and the baby starts crying and he goes, "Is that a baby?" And then he's like, "Nah, nah, all right."
I like how it was so obviously a doll.
Oh, I know, I love it.
But she thought Saxena thought her parents were eaten by cannibals. And I said, I saw that movie. Fresh meat.
Sure. Shows this and is Jay dead.
Yeah.
And then, John, this ninja pops.
Did we get a ninja? We get a ninja in the movie.
I love it. And he's talking in that
Why?
Ninja voice from, like, the old days. He's like,
why is there a ninja in this movie? No reason.
So you gotta love it.
It's just there.
Well, he's talking like, he's like, haha, you cannot defeat me. I will defeat you.
Like, obvious, like they're dubbing over his voice or something.
He's like, women cannot fight. They should just massage my feet. Ha, 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 ha.
Yes. Cook my food and massage my feet. Ha, ha.
It's great, right? I like how he's like, I will not tell you anything. Then he's like, it was Glitz Records that sent me.
Cool, all right. Saxena grabs the ninja by his nuts. And he's like, okay, I'll talk.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah?
Oh, I'm sorry. Nope. I keep losing you.
Oh.
It keeps... I don't know if it... Like, we tried to upgrade it and it turned out to just... make it dumb. Like we literally took it back down. Because I don't know what happened. Like we seriously went to pay more. And somehow got worse. So then we're like, never mind. We'll just go back to what we had.
I'm happy with my 5G plus. I'm gonna just stay on the old cellular power. No Boost Mobile for me.
What? He poisoned himself. And so what I found funny is Saxena, you know, she's supposed to be looking for the scientist. She's got her friends on the show.
Yeah. Ask Lauren. I was like, is that a real show? I don't know. I just daytime TV kind of drama. Probably didn't expect to hear Sarah call in. She asked Sexy that she goes, would you ever kiss a girl? She's like, is this Sarah? The chain's up.
I kissed a girl.
Then Lauren goes off and sets up Saxena on a blind date with a like a douchebag. I don't even understand.
So she has time for the TV show and then time to go on a blind date.
Right? Which makes no sense at all, because like Saxena is, well, one, super popular, right? She's a pop star, right? She's smoking hot. She should have no problem getting a date.
I know. And it's weird when she's on this date and then Sarah shows up to the place and Saxena's like, I gotta use the bathroom. And then Sarah sits down and goes, you know she's got super herpes, right? So
I'm telling you, she should have done like the Travis Kelce kind of move, right? You know, until 2007, what would have been like Charlie Batch? Pete
bat.
Manning. Like, hey, Pete Manning, let's have a thing.
So Ralph doesn't like hearing about Raging Herb, so he leaves.
Aww.
Her agent's like, you should really go to that banging Lance Canyon party he's having over at his pad.
Which I didn't understand why, but fine. So Sexina and her bodyguard, who I love, Chainsaw. What a great name. Oh, man.
It is a good one. It is a good one. And I can't say for sure. Okay. We're coming up on the end of the year show, coming up, a few short
Yeah.
weeks, John. All right.
Yeah.
But when it comes to lines, I'm going to tell you this Lance Canyon line that he says right here, I
Great.
really, really like. I
Really
love it, right? He's talking to Sexina and they're introducing, and Sexina's like, what's her name? And he says, her name's not important. What is important is that she's a first-rate skink.
What a compliment.
I laughed out loud at that one. I love it. And she's like, oh,
She's like, you really think I'm
oh.
first rate?
Oh man. Oh, but hey.
Name's not important.
Well, John, after what we find out at the end of the movie, we see why she doesn't care what he says about her, right? She
Now,
doesn't care.
nope. Now we understand why towards the end. Yeah.
Oh, so we find out his album has outsold Sexina. Oh boy. And I guess as a present to himself, he lets every guy know he's gonna bang every single one of their women tonight. So
That's what he said. By the way.
and they're like, oh well, he's got us there.
Yeah, he probably gonna. That's all right. That's cool.
I don't know, John. This movie, there's parts of it I kind of like. I gotta say, I don't know.
Right, there were exactly, it had its moments. There was definitely some terrible acting going on and some pointless plot, but there was like some things every so often that just made you laugh and love it, you know?
I know there's two parts I'm so excited to talk about, and I bet you have an idea at least one of them is, John. I bet you do. Vera and Zach are talking. They have a nice little chat, and we see that boy, they're pretty good together. He's just the greatest guy, and she's just like, oh, he's so great. And
Yep.
it's funny when he leaves and she says to herself, ooh, Vera like. And then the coach says, coach like.
Oh, so wrong. Stupid coach. Now, something weird did happen. Like, so boss, Glitz Records CEO boss, Batman, he
Batman.
tells Lance to kill one of his thugs. And I'm like, I'm so, first off, I'm like, what did the thug do that he needed to get killed? I missed that.
He's the
And why?
kidnapper of Van Bunsen, John. He's the kidnapper of Van
So
Bunsen.
what? What? Why would, so?
I'm just saying, that's it.
And then why would you have Lance do, try to kill him? That seemed like the dumbest idea. It made no sense. Just absolutely. It was just one of those big, WTF is like, what is happening right now? Why would you do this? It makes no sense.
It really doesn't. When we all, when we see Lance has a hard time killing this guy.
He does. He struggles so. Well, Lance tries to like suffocate him, right? He jumps on and he puts a belt around his throat. And then This guy falls to the ground and he's like, oh, got him. And then the guy wakes back up because he didn't kill him. He just, put him to sleep. So he does it again. And then a third time. And then a fourth time. You're just like, okay. Like, at some point. So then he just pulls out a gun and he goes, pew, pew.
It's gun noise, John. That's literally what it sounds like. Was like, what the hell was that? Pew, pew.
It was great. He had an old school looking gun, but it went pew. It was great. But not nearly as great as the next scene, which
Oh
is
boy.
just bonkers. Just bonkers.
It's so pointless, right? It's Sexina doing, I guess she has time also to make a new music video.
Gonna have to put them out every so, MTV needs that newest, latest video, I guess.
Okay, so the one question I have, and I think I know the answer, but I just want to make sure, is she's dancing at a beach
Yeah.
with a guy, and they call
Yeah.
him Jesus. Now, is his name Jesus or is he Jesus, John? I wasn't sure.
He's a rapping Jesus. Rapping Jesus.
Word.
Yes, that's what they did. It was so terrible. So bad. Sexy and just kind of stopped. She's like, no, we're not doing this. We're just not. They're like, what? No, people love Jesus and they love you. So putting you two together is just gonna be great. Like,
It's so stupid. So we got she's gonna meet with a guy with an eye patch to get some information.
Yes, a
This is
new informant at the Roscoe's Chicken Pit. That sounds delicious, by the way. I would definitely eat at a place called Roscoe's Chicken Pit.
it's good.
It's
You
gonna
know
be
it's
great.
good. Speaking of chicken, so today I was hungry after doing all that running around, right, John? I was like, all right, I gotta get some food. All right. So I stopped at the KFC. Now I haven't been to KFC in a while. All right, even though there's one literally 2 minutes from my house, like right here. So I am looking at the menu here, and they got these new chicken wraps where it's macaroni and cheese and chicken.
Oh,
Did you see
interesting.
this?
No.
Right. So they're like it's 2 for $5, and I'm like, okay, all right, let's get that. So I get it, John. These things are tiny.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I was like, wow, this is very disappointing. And it wasn't the greatest tasting thing, but I was like, I was just surprised. It's like the size of your phone, like maybe.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. KFC is amazing. For one, like if I want to go, I'm like, hey, I'll feed my entire family for less than $25. And you'd be like, fine, shut up. You're not gonna do that. Well, okay, let me tell not only am I gonna do it, I'm gonna do it through a drive-through, and they'll be faster than any fast food place anywhere, guaranteed. Like I'll pull into KFC, I'll place my order at the speaker, I'll drive around, I'll come to the window, they'll take my credit card, they hand me my food and I leave. I just bought 30 pounds of chicken and sides. And it's like that done. It's amazing. It is just amazing. Unbelievable. Every single time. This isn't like a one-time thing. I've gone there many times and it's been like, just pull up. Yeah, I'd like to feed six people and have leftovers. Oh, sure, $21. And then, and then they just hand it to you out the window, and it's like, it's done instantly. Amazing.
I will say, John, that you are right, because that's exactly what happened to me. That's exactly what happened. Yeah, I was like, here you go, boop, there you go, gone, gone.
It's amazing. It's just it's great. Yep. Because like I can go to like anywhere else, any insert any name of fast food place you want. And you know, I could be the only person in line and still have to wait 10 minutes, you know, for nothing.
I will say, in my entire life of going to KFC, I have never been told to please pull up, your food's not ready. I
Yeah, nope.
gotta say that.
Never. Never has that happened. No. Oh, pulling the slot number two up there. Just to the rail. Just park up at the rail and we'll get right out to you in a minute. Nope. Never happened. Did you see this macaroni and cheese pizza?
Oh boy, where's that? What?
It's who is it? It's one of those pizza places. I'm blanking on the name right now.
We got what?
And
Domino's, Pizza Hut, Papa John's, Marco's, Romeo's, Little Caesars. Who we got?
no.
Anybody?
Keep
Hungry
going.
Howie's, Jets.
Hungry Howie's, that's it. Hungry
All
Howie's. Good job. I'm impressed.
I'll get there.
You just rattled off like a dozen pizza places.
I
That
know my pizza places are.
was fantastic. Hungry Howie's.
Macaroni and cheese. I gotta say, I give it a try.
I think
I
I'd try
try.
it. Yeah, I think I
Yep.
would.
I didn't get that. Did you try?
Your watch
I
is trying
will
to order some
say,
pizza.
I will say, boy, I would say, oh boy, at least, oh, 15 years ago, give or take, I did have a Thanksgiving pizza that had like mashed potatoes, turkey. What else was on this thing?
Corn
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was okay. That's
yeah,
all. That's okay.
sensory overload.
Yeah. All right, enough food talk here. I'll just say, you
Yep.
know, yeah, don't get excited over the KFC wraps. All right, don't.
All right, all right, all right. I'll stick to what's important. Feed the whole family.
Yeah, can you give me a bucket of chicken? Here it is. See you later.
Giant bucket of extra crispy sides, potatoes, mashed potatoes, and
Oh, she's dancing with Jesus. Oh, eye patch guy.
eye
So
patch. This is funny.
she goes to meet this guy with an eye patch at the chicken place. And right, yeah.
Yeah, Roscoe's chicken pit.
And she sits down and she's like, you know, they start talking, and this guy thinks she wants to see his wiener.
Yeah, she's like, you can give me what I need. Show me what you got. He's like, right here? Yeah, right here, right now. Yeah, right now. Why not? In front. Okay. So he just drops his pants. He's like, whoa. Turns out there was a second dude with an eye patch in the restaurant. This one had a Tinder date, and I think she messed it up.
But you know the other guy with the eye patch saw Sexina. Everybody knows who Sexina is. Why didn't he just go, "Hey,
Yeah,
Sexina,
oh,
I'm
back
over
here.
here"?
Wrong one, wrong dude. Oh my gosh.
After all that, she's like, "Well, I got to go break into Lance Canyon's house for some reason. I don't
I don't know why.
know."
Yeah, because the informant tells her that Professor is working on cyborg robots. I'm gonna get a little picky here, by the way. You know,
Oh.
robots, fine. Yeah. I didn't see no cyborgs. Nowhere. Nope. No cyborgs. I don't buy it. We've seen cyborgs before. We know what they look like. There were no cyborgs in this movie. We've seen she-borgs.
We've seen a she-borg.
Yep.
Yep. Of course, she-borg number 65.
But oh, yeah, for some reason, Sexina decides to sneak into Lance's place and immediately finds the dead body. He just left on the couch for some reason. Pew, pew. And he left him there.
Oh, and I got to say, for later on, because I cracked up, she takes his fingerprints, the body.
Right.
So she takes a sample of his fingerprint. Because we get his name later on, and I laughed again. So we go back to the high school drama of Zach's talking to Vera again, and then she writes her essay about, oh, I love Zach, and I want to bang Zach, and I want to bang him some more.
But I got a bunch of these skates that I go to school with, and I don't like them very much. I wish they was dead.
This is gold, Jerry. Gold. Oh, boy. So, again, Sexina, plenty of time. She reads it. You know, she just happens to read this one essay, and she's like, this is just the winner. Hands down. This is it.
That's the school I'm going to.
Oh, I gotta say, how she ends that essay, this is the last thing she writes. I really want to see Zach naked and have sex with him.
Right to the point. Yep.
Oh boy. So we go to, oh boy, John, we go back to Glitch Records because we gotta see the new hot boy band. Top That.
I'm gonna say it's a good name for a boy band. Top That. I think I'll give him credit there. That was a good name.
Oh, boy. Yep. Top That.
We got four not cyborgs, robots.
Robot.
Four robots. Dustin, he's the sensitive guy. We got Jake, he's the heartbreaker.
Oh.
We got G-Dog. He's smoking trees, and he likes them reggae beats. And Anarchy Al, he just doesn't give an F.
He wants to kill his parents.
Yeah. And they had a great song already. Their pop song was called, and this is math. All right, I like this. So, you and me equals we.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
That's fantastic. I'm gonna give it. It's great.
That's a cassette single right there. Right there.
Oh, you and me equal me.
I gotta say it probably would be number one.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Yep. Have Usher sing that at the Super Bowl this year when the Lions are winning. Oh boy.
Oh,
right there.
Ooh.
There you go.
That's right. That has a nice ring to it.
Super Bowl contenders.
Yeah. Time to pull it together. Get things moving in the right direction again.
Oh boy.
Can't just be stress free. No, we gotta make this difficult. But that's all right. It's all right.
Who is it, John? The Pesky Bears again this week? Is that it? I think it is. The Pesky Bears.
Oh, no. I think the Lions play the Saints.
Oh, the Saints. Yes, the Saints. That's right.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh.
Yep. No Drew Brees. But who's the guy that left the Raiders? I'm blanking on his name. Oh. But yeah, that's Derek Lions Carr? This weekend. Derek Carr. Yeah. He's gonna get his kneecaps bitten.
Oh, we'll see. We'll see. Mm-hmm. I did just see. It said that the NFL has made the Lions Broncos game a national game.
Prime time. That's right.
Yeah, I was like, hey, I like it, John. I like That's it. Right. I get to watch this stuff.
Yeah.
Because I refuse to pay that NFL Sunday ticket price. I don't care if I get a discount through YouTube TV. That's awful lot of money.
That's a lot of money, yep.
You know, when I'm going to see probably 3 or 4 games just on TV.
That's the thing about it, right? It's like it's only a handful that you're going to get anyway. Unless you, like, live and breathe it, it's just too much.
Yeah. Maybe once I start making that fat cash.
Yeah,
maybe I will, or I just need to move to Michigan, right?
There you go. Yeah. We are the home of the University of Michigan, aka beating Ohio State for the 3rd year in a row.
I told you, John. My word, there's 3 of us who root for Michigan. The rest of the 600 people. Ohio State people. Oh boy. But the director of operations is a huge Michigan fan, and it cracks me up. Like, he runs the place and he's a Michigan fan.
That's awesome.
Oh boy, yeah. They were all real sad when Monday rolled around. Oh boy. Aww. They're like, oh, we got to fire this coach. What the hell is he doing?
Funny. Man's like barely lost anything ever. All right, we're on top. That is on Cool TV. With Anski. Giving them a crunk 10 out of 10. I don't know what any of that meant. I don't know what I just said.
The crunk meter?
The crunk meter, yep.
Vera sends Zach a note that says, "Do you like me? Check yes or no."
Yep.
Sing a little George Strait. Check yes or no. the crunk meter. So Zach, he's like, "Oh, I like the note. I think you're attractive, but I got a girlfriend," and she's like, "That stupid skank."
What your girl got to do with me?
I was like, this is great, right?
Because I got a man. What your man got to do with me?
When he's like, "Well, we can be friends," and she's like, "Oh. Yeah, sure, I can be friends." And then as soon as they leave, she's like, "Friends my ass, I'm going to get a piece of that sweet booty."
Oh, great.
Sweet booty. This next part. So Sakina goes back to the Stevie bar.
Yep.
And she's talking to him, and then this little guy comes in the door and tries to blow dart kill Sexina, I guess.
Yeah, because ends up blow dart killing Stevie instead. So she goes to chase him, we see some random people banging in the park like you do in the middle of the day.
Hey, sometimes you gotta do it, man. There you go.
And then this guy, I guess he gets attacked by a cocaine bear.
This has to rank in the all-time what the hell is happening. I really didn't know. I paused it, and I said out loud, I go, what the fuck exactly am I looking at here? Because this is clearly a guy in a bear suit, but we're supposed to believe this is a real bear?
We're just going to play it off like it's a bear, all right? Look, we ain't got the money for the special effects here. We're just going to pretend.
Oh, boy. Oh, they should have just, you know, said insert bear graphic here. But the best part is, right, my favorite thing is this guy in a bear suit attacking this guy, and Sexina's like, oh, come on, bear, can you stop? And a bear literally stops and looks at him, and he's like, no. The fact that she's like, come on, stop.
Yeah, she doesn't like actually try to stop him. She just kind of poorly tells him, asks him, and then, oh well. So the witness dies by this dude in a bear suit.
Like, what? Oh, just in the park in the city. So we're in Vera's bedroom, and her mom knocks on the door and says, hey, you got a visitor. It's a hunky boy.
I'm going to go ahead, bring him up to your room and shut the door behind me. Like,
thanks, Mom.
Mom?
I don't, this seems rather strange, right? Because it's not like they planned this. He just shows them and goes, we're going to study. And I was like, yeah, we are. Yeah, okay.
Right. Yeah, he just randomly showed up to her house and like, oh, I gotta study some math. Like, well, maybe you should have asked.
I gotta study some math. She's like, well, I gotta go. I can't. She went somewhere. He's like, oh, I need a.
She said that she had to go get her math book, which was downstairs. Oh. Okay, and he goes, hey, you got a calculator? She's like, yeah, it's over there in the drawer. Now, I'm sorry. If you have any thought of what might be in that drawer, you would not have said, oh, yeah, just go look in that drawer. Because the man opens up the drawer and he don't find no calculator.
Why is this in the movie? I don't get it. I don't get it. Oh boy. Yeah, so he pulls out this toy.
Adult toy.
And this thing, you know, it's spinning around right when and I like how he's sitting there, and then he hallucinates the coach is next to him.
Oh, it's a weird life. Why was that happening? Oh, boy.
Well, it's charged. All right.
Yeah, good batteries.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then Energizer Bunny. Lithiums.
And then her mom walks in and she sees
him with it. And he just trying to like, he kind of like shoves it up his shirt. And she's like, okay, I'm done.
And it's still going. And that's all we see. We never hear Vera come up there or anything. We're just like,
oh, yeah, we don't know what happens. That's it.
Oh, boy. What a scene. That useless, but I love. We get the identity back on the kidnapper. His name was, and I kid you not, Dick Flack. And this is where Sarah goes to ask Sexina, do you think we should call the cops? And she's like, no, we don't know if they're on Glitz's payroll. And it's like,
what?
What? There's been no indication of anything with the police, but
yeah. What? So, that I did have a theory, by the way. So the professor's daughter is the one who hired Sexina through Sarah, right?
Uh-huh.
I think that the professor's daughter and Sarah are the same person. Like, actress-wise?
Oh, yeah, you can see that.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't find her in the cast list, but they looked identical, right? There's like the same person, and I thought that was also fun. Like, oh, we're gonna use the same actress in the rare scenes that they're in. It's like, oh yeah, let's use the same actress in those two scenes.
Okay. Like she tries this Superman, and her hair is down and her hair is up with some glasses.
Right, exactly. Yeah, one she's kind of, you know, kind of frumpy looking. The other one she's all dressed up, looking hot. And you're like,
So yeah, we find out that Vera won the contest. Xena's coming to meet her today.
Zach, he's done with his girlfriend. He dumps her right on the spot for being a DB. And he professes his love for Vera's beauty.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Lance gets some bad news from Batman. He says he's going to be the opening act for Top That, not the other way around.
Oh no.
Oh boy. And evil Batman's plan is to have Top That crash the free Sexina concert at the school. Oh. So what here's my question. Man. Here's my question. All right, he's got a robot boy band. All right. He's trying to take over the world, right? But how is he going to do that? I don't. Through song? I was wondering that as I'm like, okay, like he wants to be powerful. And what are they going to do? Because they can't really do anything besides sing.
Make some money, I guess.
Like, all right. So even though we have all these problems going on, Sexina's like, hey, let's go do some shopping.
Yeah, why not? Right. That cheers me up. Let's go do some shopping. And it's funny because Sexina goes, you know what cheers me up more than anything? And Vera's answer was a dildo? Question mark.
I gotta tell you, I was sitting here watching this. And I got Terry over here working, right? She could hear the TV. And right when she said that, Terry looked over and goes, did she say dildo? I was like, yep.
Truth, did. Sister. Truth. Yeah, so we do a shopping montage. Let's do a little makeover. Yeah. Even Chainsaw gets in on this and trying on some women's clothes. I don't know why.
But what is Vera's like? I didn't even get anything, and Sexina has all the stuff she bought.
Yeah. After all that shopping, it's not like they actually bought anything for her. Okay, fine. We'll give you something.
So Lance is so pissed off, he goes and he saves the professor. He's going to rescue him. And then we get to watch this opening act for Sexina. I don't even know what is happening in this opening act.
By the way, like it was like half of the song. This kind of is going on for a long time for this not really real crappy-ass song that they're playing.
So Lance is on our side now, and I did like some of the reasons he said why, and the one was in prison, chicks have penises.
That's a great line. Lance doesn't want to go to jail because chicks in jail have penises. That's right, kids. Stay out of jail.
There you go.
Oh my gosh, that was hilarious. I laughed at that one.
right as Sexina is about to start her show, Top That shows up.
Oh
boy. And Lance is here too.
Yeah.
And Lance is like, hey everybody, watch this. And then proceeds to rip off G-Dog's face, showing everybody he's a robot.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Yeah, so they get a brawl. A brawl ensues. Chainsaw gets to fight. Zach throws a football really hard and rips some dude's head off.
Thinks he's Jared Goff out here. Let me.
That's right, man.
I laughed so hard at that scene, John, right? Because Vera gets knocked out and Zach stands up and goes, quick, somebody throw me a football. Here it comes.
That's right. Hey, football versus robots. Now we know, right? We got baseball bats for cicadas. Footballs for robots. Bowling balls for ghoulies.
You never know what could really do it, you know. But yeah, that was, I love the football part, just the way they did it. I loved it.
Chainsaw had a good line here. It's probably Chainsaw's best line of the movie. He's beating up this the good looking one, right? The heartthrob, and he says, hurting you makes my dick hard. Love it.
What I also loved is, as Chainsaw was beating up the other guy, the pretty boy was hiding behind the curtain, right? And I was like, wait, they designed these robots to help take over the world, but you can make a pussy robot?
Apparently. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, robots don't want to get hurt either, man. They got feelings. This is AI. AI robots.
Okay. And then I don't know any other way to say this, but G-Dog gets guitared to death?
John, it was odd, right? Right, because like, what else do you call it? I guess so.
So, everybody's beat up here. Zach and Vera exchange "I love yous." Crystal, even after seeing all this, she's like, "You dummy!" And then Vera beats the crap out of her.
Yeah, everyone laughs.
Boy, they start kissing a lot.
Yeah, Zach and Vera get a little freaky. But then what you weren't maybe necessarily seeing coming is Sexina and Lance starting to kiss.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sarah, who shows up, does not like seeing this.
She did not want to see that. Nope.
And then, as I put here, nice to see Adam West's face. 9 minutes to go.
Yeah, well, it's weird. Like, so most of the movie, we just see his backside, his hand, you know, in the back of his chair, something like that. And then suddenly, here he is, Adam West, in the movie.
And, boy, John, let me tell you something. These last few minutes, we get a lot dropped on us, so buckle up. Here we go.
Right. There's a lot of information hitting you at the end. Let's start with Adam West Batman is also Sexina's real dad.
Ooh.
What the twist. Which means he's the one who left her on the dumpster, by the way. Let's keep that in mind. Apparently... he's the one who killed her mother. Why do you ask? Why would he want to? Why would he kill his mother? Her mother? Because she wanted him to get a 9-to-5 job like a square.
What a bitch. I gotta say.
So he offed her. What?
Very un-Batman-like, I gotta say.
That was not a Batman move, yep.
Leaving babies on dumpsters, shooting people. So he's got a gun, and he flat out tells everybody, he's like, "No, I'm not just going to shoot you. I'm going to shoot everybody." All right, so you're like, "Yeah, okay."
All right, got it.
So luckily, Sal the agent shows up and shoots him in the back.
Did not see that coming. That was a surprise again.
It was. So then you're like, "Okay, well, this is the end." What else could they possibly do or say?
Well, it turns out the professor wasn't the top. That wasn't the first robot band the professor made.
Oh boy!
No, it turns out Lance Canyon is also a robot. In fact, he is a pleasure robot.
Some have called me that.
Yeah. Programmed with over 1,000 techniques to bring a woman to orgasm. Yep. We've joked about sex robots in our movies. We did actually have one in Cherry 2000. We're pretty sure Apple... was a sex robot?
Definitely was.
Pretty sure. I think this might be our first male sex robot. It might be our first one. Yeah,
and even though she's told he's a robot, Sexina's like, "I don't even care."
Sounds good to me. She goes, "Sounds like a happy ending for me."
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. A happy ending.
Oh, boy. So then it's time to rock this joint.
Oh, yep.
And that's how we end Sexina /... Pop star Private Eye.
It had its moments. That wasn't the worst.
I got it. It was not. I got it. There was a lot of some good lines, John. That was a good pick. I'm not sure how much Adam West had to get paid.
Right.
But I'm glad he was in it. It was good to hear him and see him.
Yes. Yep. He's a funny guy. He's genuinely very funny, charismatic dude. And like when he started playing on Family Guy, you know, I was like, this is fantastic. This is great. I was so happy about that.
For my pick, I told you I'm going to try and do something possibly for the ladies. This is a romantic comedy is what Tubi says.
Rom-com, all right.
So it's on the Tubi, 1983. Make sure you get that, John, because it's not the new one. Because it's called Stuck on You.
I knew there was a newer one called that. I don't know about 1983.
There's a 2003 movie with Matt Damon and Greg Kinnear joined at the hip.
Yeah.
But this is 1983 with, as far as I can tell, nobody I know in this movie. But I'll just give you a little taste here. A couple with marriage problems goes to family court where a judge takes them back in time to view lovers through the ages.
What?
And when you look at the cast here, you see people like Napoleon, Caveman,
right.
Columbus, Pocahontas. So, yeah.
Sounds like a Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah, if you watch the trailer, it kind of got me with the trailer. Because at first I was like, I don't know. But then I watched the trailer and I was like, okay. All right. I'll do this one. So
awesome.
There you go. Stuck on You, 1983. And I will talk to you later, my friend.
All right. Till then.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.